Lance smiles and gazes deeply into the spot where two eyes would be if someone was sitting across from him at the table. She would be so beautiful, intelligent, cultured, intuitive, and kind. She would have that look on her face, that sultry smirk that said, "I'm so proud to have a man like you in my life. All the men before you were nothing but a pathetic parade of freaks, geeks, and weaks," as in weaklings. "I'm going to love you with every ounce of my flesh and every spark of my soul, and we're going to have so much fun together you're going to wish that fun would ease up and leave you the F alone once in a while. But it won't leave you alone. You'll be just as addicted to fun and addicted to me as I am to you. We'll be as one, intertwined, like the vines in a lattice of a gazebo. At someone's wedding. Whose wedding? Our wedding. We'll be as inseparable as an amoeba proteus that refuses to engage in meiosis and always sticks together. We'll be as tangled as earthworms making love in the rain. They're hermaphroditic, you know. We'll be like two lascivious lymphocytes with 1,000 tendrils, ravishing each other's toxins in the night." Lance clears his throat and looks over the dining room, starting his thoughts over. This was starting to go off the rails a bit. The problem with being perfect was that everything else paled in comparison. Sure, mirrors always looked nice, but his handsome visage always attracted the mild scorn of other men, their thinly veiled self-loathing, kindled by the haunting albatross of inadequacy, redirected towards him. And the women were always swooning. Of course, the occasional swoon here and there was flattering, but Jesus! Housewives in the produce section swooned. Ski instructors on vacation swooned. Defense lawyers in contentious divorce cases that nearly bled him dry because they couldn't concentrate on the proceedings while sitting so close to him swooned. Everywhere Lance looked, there was some goddamned woman swooning. It was enough to make the most weathered captain of the high seas sick to his stomach.